Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, I suppose, good evening. I guess greetings don't really work when you're recording a podcast. So hello, and thanks for tuning in to episode 3 of Armchairs and Friends. This episode is probably one of my favourites of the ones of the 3 that I have recorded so far. But Jared Yearwood is on the podcast today, and it's super interesting what we chat about, knowing your worth as a photographer, about being curious and changing your mindset to being curious rather than jealous to basically help you be a better person and a better photographer, in our opinions. Anyway, I'll let him introduce himself and you can hear from him about all of it. Really great person. Definitely check him out and check out his work afterwards if you can. And I hope you enjoy the podcast. I'm thoroughly loving doing it, so really appreciate the feedback that many of you have sent my way. And let's get into the episode, you good humans. I'm a little nervous. This is the first one in person. All right, Jared, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm good, yeah. Very good. Happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wicked. Nice. Is the moon landing fake?
We talked about this before. My idea of the moon landing. I think it happened. I just think the footage of what we got shown was fake. And I still think somewhat we go there. They just don't tell us what's there and why they're going there. That's my theory anyway. But everyone can have their own opinion. It doesn't really matter, you know.
Yeah.
So tomato, tomato, you know what I mean?
This feels so weird for me doing this in person.
Is it?
This is the third one I've recorded. And the other two, I just did in lockdown over the phone. So you should feel a bit, you know, privileged. First one in the actual armchairs.
Definitely feeling privileged, yeah. It was worth the trip.
Wicked. How's your armchair?
My armchair is good. I feel like if I'm moving a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Your rocks a bit.
Just a little bit squeaky, so I'm trying not to get too excited. I'm not trying to get too excited with talking.
Yeah, that squeaks quite a bit.
But I'm comfy. I'm good. Heat is on. We're in Harry's office, so we're great.
Wicked legend. Yeah. All right, mate. For anyone that doesn't really know who you are, do you want to introduce yourself a bit and tell me a bit about your story, how you ended up becoming a commercial photographer and things, your journey to that?
Yeah. Kia ora. I'm Jared Anthony Yearwood. Some people call me Jay because it's my initials, J-A-Y. I was born a long time ago, 84.
So, you're so old.
I know, it's my birthday next... Hang on, what... Oh, it's my birthday this week.
No.
Yeah, Thursday, yeah.
Do you know when my birthday is?
No, I don't
Tomorrow.
Know. Is it really? Bro, happy birthday. How old are you turning?
I'm turning 22.
Oh, man. 22. Holy moly.
How old are you turning? 24 or something? 25?
Yeah. Add another 10 years onto it. I'm actually turning 37.
Really?
Yeah, 37. So you're I'm so 84, young. 84, baby. Yeah, so young. So a little bit about me. I mean, you don't need to know my, family dramas or anything. No, like family and school and stuff, but I'm a qualified builder. So I did that for 13 plus years. And I started that when I was 16. So I left school a year early. So, what's that year? 13 or 7th form or that I didn't do, so whatever that is. So I did building and loved it. I loved creating and building houses. And I got to a place in my life where it wasn't fulfilling and it didn't excite me. And a lot of it for me was obviously people that you work with, culture and that kind of thing. Tradies are great people, but obviously it depends who you work with. And so I actually hung up the tools at what 32 I think I was, and I finished that, and I was like, I don't know what I want to do, so I'm just going to get a retail job to figure out what I want to do. Started working for Lululemon, and I got a job there, which I'm so surprised, because they had like a group interview and I was like one out of 20 people that got it. And from there I just worked there, and then I got hired as a seasonal and then full-time, and then I went up to like assistant manager, and loved it. And I was in the Gold Coast at that time, and Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how or why I got it, but I bought a Cameron. I bought a camera, and it was a 700D Canon. Paid $500 for it. And it had a little wee flippy out screen. And what interested me more was doing videos. And obviously, because I was around the fitness industry, I wanted to like do videos of like gyms and things like that. So I started doing a little bit of videoing. Really bad, didn't understand frames or anything. So like my slow-mo was like, get. But yeah, started doing that. And then, I was doing photography as well. And then people started asking me to do photos. And I was like real amateur. And so I started doing them for free. And then people started saying, hey, how much do you charge? And so then people started paying me. But what got me excited about it was getting up early and doing sunrises at the beach and going for walks and little missions. And I loved it. And so that's kind of, I guess, how it started for me. And then is that kind of the answer to the question?
Yeah, definitely.
And then I came back to New Zealand and I'd only really been doing it for like a year and a half. But it was more like a hobby. So it wasn't like I was like building a business and I was out practicing or anything. I just did it when I felt like it, which was kind of nice to not have that pressure. You know, I was just like, hey, let's just get up early and just go for a walk from the beach, you know, that kind of thing. And but just before I left, I got some really good gigs with Lululemon. I don't know why they did, but they hired me. And and I came back to New Zealand and basically started my business 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago, yeah. And I am now a full-time photographer, shooting what I love. And it's crazy. It's awesome.
That's cool. What point did you... Were you born in Australia?
No, I'm Kiwi. Yeah.
What point did you go over there?
So I was there for about 6 years. So I think I went over there when I was like 20... 28, I think.
Okay, yeah, so you were still building.
Yeah, so I was in Sydney, in Adelaide, and then Gold Coast, and I was building over there, and it was awesome, and I got paid so much money over there, like real good money. And but just wasn't really fulfillment. I was like, man, getting up and working 40, 50 hours a week, you know, it's great money, but I wasn't like excited to get up and go to work, you know, so I was just like, surely there's something that I can do. And I had no idea, but then it just started from retail to that, so yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Were you at all interested in taking photos when you were building?
Not really. I mean, I had a phone. I think I had, forgive me people, but I had an Android.
Sucker.
But I used to take photos, you know, and just go click like that and edit the crap out of it. A lot of saturation and get real weird colors and, you know, so I guess like... It wasn't really a thing, but I'd just be like, oh, that looks cool, and click, you know. So in some ways, I guess, that could have been practicing without me even realizing it, but it was just, it was never anything I was like, yeah, I love to take photos. I was just like, here's my phone, click, and that was it, you know. So it wasn't a passion back then at all, which is weird, which I wish I did learn it a lot earlier, but I didn't, but that's okay. Yeah. Oh, hang on.
That's all right.
I'll edit that bit out.
I think it'd be cool to do an episode of this where we go back and like look at old photos that we first took when we were starting out.
Man, I reckon I could go back even 2 years to look at my photos and go, ugh. But you know, you got to start somewhere, right?
As earlier this morning, I was backing up a bunch of stuff on my hard drive over there, and I was like, backing up stuff from way back, and it was like folders like 2017 and 2018 and things, and I was looking at photos in there.
Man, back then.
And they're shocking, eh? They're so bad.
Oh, I wish I had photos way back then, but it wasn't even on my radar, eh?
Yeah.
Damn.
And in my 2018, there's just one folder because I only did one shoot that year, though. I only ever shot with my camera once.
Oh my gosh.
But I've still got a whole folder of photos. It's from Piha. They're pretty... That's all right. They're pretty terrible, eh?
That's good.
It's quite funny. What do I have written down next? Yeah, so now you're a full-time photographer. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff are you shooting?
So I guess I call myself a commercial photographer. That's what I do. I love to shoot fitness, sport kind of thing, but more portrait-ish. And I love to shoot like fashion, but like kind of a bit more street urban-y fashion, you know, that kind of creative thing. So that's what I love to shoot, but I shoot everything because I think as a photographer, like, I don't know, like you can get really stuck on like, nah, I don't shoot that. I'm not going to shoot that because that's not who I am. But when you're a full-time photographer, you got to pay bills. You know, you shoot everything. You know, I started shooting as my business. I started shooting gyms, and that's how I built my business, was starting from there. And did I love it? It was okay. It wasn't like, yeah, like I can't wait. But it actually taught me a lot. I learned a lot, because I don't know if you've shot a gym before. They're always really dark. So having to know your settings and, you know, you got to be really quick and have a lot of awareness, which actually, I learned a lot from that. So I guess I shoot everything. Like, I get a little bit of high fashion, you know, catalog stuff. I still do parties because I love parties, you know. Yeah. You know, you do events and do a bit of everything. So I shoot everything, but I love sport, fitness and like fashion. That's my thing.
Yeah. I've never shot a party.
Haven't you?
No, never.
They're all right. They're fun, you know. It's pretty easy. You just walk around with a camera and flash, and sometimes they have a little spot set up and away you go. But you meet cool people as well because, you know, it's like, oh, you're a photographer, and they're like, do you just do events? I'm like, no. But I'm not advertising for that kind of work, you know. It's more kind of like friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Kind
if of stuff. If someone asks you, you'd do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And normally they give you free drinks, so it's always always good too. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
When I was bartending, I'd do like a few private parties as a bartender.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. Mm. Like, you know, they'd be pretty small. There'd only really be, you know, at most like 15 people there.
Yeah,
and
right.
You'd just get to know them and you'd be making drinks for them, and it was quite fun.
Yeah, nice. I think it's a good way to network, especially if you're starting out your business.
Yeah.
Because I did start doing birthday parties, and it just kind of, you know, gets around. But you get to a point where you, like, start to know your worth, and then you, like, put your price up, and then people are like, I'm not paying that for a birthday party.
Yeah,
I'm just going to get my friend to do it, you know, and I'm like, cool. You know, sweet. It's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, definitely. You know? I feel like, obviously not saying anything about your work, but I feel like people's expectations for a party as well, you know, are never that high, right?
No, well, yes and no. Like, they want it to look better than an iPhone.
Yeah.
So it's got to be sharp, crispy, and I think lit very well. So I don't think it needs to be perfect, but it's got, you know, you're always in a dark room. Not too many people get too sloshed. Normally, hopefully you get out of there by then. But, you know, you want to capture everything. So that's the thing, I think, what they don't think about is that it actually requires a lot from you too, though, because you've got to be, like, looking around the room, did I get everybody that was there? Because they're going to look at the photos and go, oh, you didn't get my grandma, or you didn't get my cousin Tony, or, you know, so you got to make sure you get everybody, because not everyone wants to get a photo, so you got to, like, push to get the photos for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tony, eh?
Yeah, Tony or George. I don't know. One of the two.
That's true. Sorry, I'm always trying to think in my head how I link things in the conversation.
That's all right.
And then I just pause for bits like this.
That's all good.
I'm still learning.
We're chilling.
This.
No, we're chilling, man. Yeah. This is
you're
all
comfy?
Good. Yeah.
Good. So you sort of you ran through the different stuff that you shoot.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of just chatted about parties.
Mm.
What's your favorite stuff to shoot?
I love shooting people.
Yeah.
I think. I like it's my love language is...
Wait, let's just rephrase that. You love photographing people.
Yeah.
Not shooting them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Not shooting. I always say that to my friends. They're like, what are you doing this week? And I'm like, oh, I'm shooting a couple of people this week. And they're like, what? No, photographing. I've got it. It's easy to say than photographing.
I always type it in emails by mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, how many shoots do you want? Yeah, people. My love language is words of affirmation. So I love it when people appreciate my work. So when you're taking photos of somebody and then they get to see the final product and they're just like, oh my gosh, like I look amazing. You know, so I guess that's the beauty for me about the gift that I can give to so many other people. And that's why I love photography so much, is that I get to show them how I see them. You know, not the reflection of how they see themselves, you know. And though in some ways I am a mirror because I'm taking a photo of them straight on or wherever, I'm just, I guess, telling it in a way that I see it and how I edit it and how, what angle I'm shooting on or what kind of lens I'm doing, you know, to kind of bring the whole picture together. So I love, absolutely love shooting people, and I love movement. That's why I think that's why I like fitness and sport, is because the way it's moving. So you're trying to capture the shot that actually expresses, i.e. their sports, how hard they train, their expression or the effort or the elegance or, you know, that kind of thing. So I like the kind of movement, and obviously surroundings is a big, you know, thing, but that incorporates the whole picture of the expression of what you're seeing, you know. And so I like shooting people in that kind of way, and not just doing it like, okay, we're just gonna sit here, take some photos, nice little pose, which is cool, and I do that as well, but it's like, hey, do you want to try this, you know, and get them outside of their comfort zone. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll try it. And then they go, and I show them, oh my gosh, it looks so great. So it's kind of cool to go, but that's who you are. Like, you are great. So I'm in a way encouraging them to step outside their box, because it's not always easy being in front of a camera, but also like for them to kind of explore who they are. And we get to do that together. So I guess in some ways a photographer is leading someone to get to have an experience that they've never had before. And so... I guess there's so many layers within that answer, but people and movement, you know, that's good. I love it. Yeah.
That's cool. Because for me, my favorite stuff to shoot is sports and like activity and energy and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But I don't really know why. I just love it. I just love being there and watching it and being a part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the challenge of trying to shoot it. And work the around it.
The challenge is everything. You know, like I had a shoot the other week, a run shoot, and it was freezing cold, blistering, icy cold winds. The shop we were, the place we were going to go shoot, it was foggy, so we couldn't shoot there. So you've got to be super adaptable. So there's the challenge in that. And then they got this idea, okay, I want a sunrise shoot, so I want to have the sun in the background with, you know, we're up in the hills with, you know, with the hills and the ocean, that kind of thing. And then you're like, it's dark, the sun's not quite up yet, but then you got to go find a place. You know what I mean? So you've got to be super adaptable. But I love that challenge. And then, therefore, then you take the photos and they're like, oh, this actually looks really good, you know. So, when people say photography is easy, I just want to slap them in the face and just be like, who are you? And I think for me, I love that aspect of it. Challenge, every shoot that I do is not the same, you know.
Yeah.
The person's not the same, location's not the same, the interaction's not the same, the weather's not the same.
What do you do in a situation when you're shooting with a person and they are really like afraid of the camera and showing off and being themselves in front of
them? When they're not being themselves.
Sorry.
Shy people. So normally, if it's on a location shoot, we meet somewhere in the car park. And obviously, I've emailed them and I've asking the questions like, what kind of shots are you looking for? How do you want to feel? Because I think that's important to ask. I guess if they've got any other photos to kind of like send through and that kind of thing, just to give a base of an idea. Most people that want shots, whether it's for a brand or family or whatever it is, they're going to say, I want it to look authentic. And when people say that, I'm like, cool, because you want them to be themselves. Now, you have never met the person before. You've only just known over by a few emails and you get the gist of what they're like. And you meet them and so you get a kind of a vibe straight off the, when you get out of the car and go, hi, I'm Jared and blah, 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 cool. Or sometimes hopefully I can get to meet with them for a coffee, which is always a bonus. But yeah, I'm just talking to them and how's your day been? How was your weekend? Like, oh, you know, what'd you get up to? That kind of thing. Because what I'm doing in that time, because I would say 95% of the people that I shoot, or even 90, like don't like being in front of the camera. And sometimes they'll just tell me, hey, I'm just really uncomfortable, you know. But
yeah.
So my job is to make them feel safe. Because if they're not safe, they're not going to express. They're not going to sit down like you think it, like you walk into a home and you just feel uneasy. They're not going to walk in there and make themselves at home. So I've got to try and build this rapport with them within 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, depending where we're going, a rapport with them that they trust me and feel safe in this environment that we both haven't been in, or I have, or vice versa, you know. And so I just ask some questions, get to know them, and then again I ask them, so what kind of photos are you after? Like, what do you want? Any kind of specific poses, any kind of things? Most of the time they just say, you just do you, do your thing, I love your work, blah blah blah. I'm like, cool, okay. But I want to know how they feel and I want to know what they want, because I can just do my thing, but I want them to see the final result and then they go, oh my, this is exactly what I was after. You know what I mean? Because I can take photos of you without asking you any questions and they'll still be great photos, but only from my perspective. But
yeah.
If you go, I actually want some of me like actually look like I'm working hard, like if you're on the bike, I want it to look like I'm in pain going up a hill. You know, I want it to show... I want detail, you know, like, and I want it to have like the, I want it to be moody when I'm going through the trees. So, but then I'm like going, I'll miss all that if I don't actually ask you the questions. So it's important to like connect with them. And the other thing too, the biggest thing to that I think, and this is something that I've learned, to make people feel safe is that I have to feel safe. I have to be myself. If I'm not myself, how can I expect someone else to be themselves? So I'm a bit of a goofball. I like to have fun and, you know, and depending on the location, if it's in a studio or outside, you know, play a bit of music just to kind of break the ice a little bit so it's not super like awkward or silence. But I have to show up. And I think that's the biggest thing is that we go, like I've had some awkward shoots. But if I'm showing up, then I know that I've done all that I can do, you know what I mean? And they're stoked afterwards with the photos, but I'm like, oh my gosh, that was just so awkward. But some people are like that, you know? And so my job is just to create this environment of energy, of happiness and joy that they get to express, you know? So I make a lot of jokes because of laughing kind of photos, depending on what kind of shoot it is. And yeah, and then I'm always showing them the photos. You know, is this what you're kind of vibing? Da, 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 da. And they're like, nah, more like this. Because ultimately, especially if it's a brand, I feel like they don't know who they are. So they don't know what type of photography they're after. Even when they show you photos, they go, oh, this is what I want to look like. And you do that exact thing, which is a completely different location, completely different light setup. And then they go, that's not what I'm looking for. And you go, okay. So you got to try and like discover, you know, so, you know, that kind of thing. So, but yeah, just keep practicing at it but I think the biggest thing is I have to know who I am. I think that's helped me make people feel comfortable, and I don't just make people feel comfortable around me on a shoot. I do it everywhere that I go. I'm considerate of others around me. Are you okay? Can I get you a drink? Just like when I walked in, can I get you a drink? Are you sure? And you ask me later, because you know some people are like, don't want to be polite, you know. Yeah. So it's sometimes repeating questions, it's okay, but you know, but you need to know, you know, that kind of thing. And then the best thing is email them. I would love to hear any feedback that you have. I always do that after shoots. Any feedback that you have to give me that I can improve on myself, please let me know.
Do people give you feedback?
Because
I say it after every show, I'll say that at the end of all my emails, like, any feedback about any of part of the process, let me know. And very rarely do I actually get feedback.
Yeah, because I think a little bit, because people don't understand what feedback is. Feedback is, to me, a gift, whether I'm like, you'll say to me at the end of this podcast, can you give me some feedback? And of course, I will give you feedback. But how we perceive feedback sometimes is, it's good and bad. But feedback isn't good or bad, it's a gift. And how you take it is up to you, but it's only my perceived of how I see it to be, you know what I mean? How I perceive it to be. So it's not truth, but it's how that person experienced it. And so if you want to build a business, you want to know how that person experienced that shoot with you. I haven't had any, I guess, constructive feedback, or i.e. like negative, but people have obviously just been like, really loved this, blah, blah, blah. So, because I think photography for me is about your results or your photography, but it's about making the environment fun. So I know that I can bring fun, and I know that I can make people feel easy and chill and that kind of thing, you know? So if you're doing that, I think 100% of the people are going to be pretty happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And obviously, I'm not saying photos aren't everything. You've still got to do your skills, do your job, execute it, and do all that. But yeah, I think it's definitely how we show up and own that space and invite people into that, you know.
I also think, to build on what you're saying, like, it's, as a photographer, and ultimately it is our business, mm-hmm. like, that can be a huge point of difference. Like, there's thousands of photographers in New Zealand that will take equally as good photos.
Yeah.
But how many are there that you're going to go on a shoot with and you're going to just have like the best time of your life with, and you're going to want to work with them again because it was so much fun, right?
Totally. I think it's the best marketing tool that people forget, is that when you, it's network marketing, it's the pyramid scheme. It's when you see a good movie, you're going to recommend it to your friends and your family and your colleagues or the people around you. Oh my gosh, did you da da da? And when someone's talking about, I've got this new business I've got setting up and da da da, I'm just like, need a website or whatever it is. And they're like, oh my gosh, I know the best photographer for you. He's super chill, he's great, you know, a lot of fun. And hey, check out his photos or da da da, send him an email. You know, so you kind of want to be that person, you know. And I don't want to be on a shoot with someone that's awkward. I'm not going to go back to that person, you know what I mean? Even if the photos are amazing, because people are going to remember you for how you made them feel. And yes, the photos are, I'm not denying and shoving the photos aren't everything, but they are. But you probably wouldn't have got hired if your photos aren't that good anyway, you know what I mean? So, but your experience on how you make them feel is like key to your business, 100%, you know? They'll remember that. They'll remember how you've made them feel. They won't remember every pose, every lighting technique, and they won't remember what camera you've got. That doesn't really matter too much, you know.
Unless it's
Nikon. They probably thought you shot on a Nikon or something. You'd be like, we're done. We're not friends anymore.
We can't work together in the future.
If anyone's shooting on Nikon, it's okay. I still love you.
If I say this now, it means I have to make the video first. I want to make real quick video where I'm like, hey guys, welcome to my camera cleaning tutorial. I've been shooting on Nikon for like 20 years now, and then I'm going to pick up a potato and start peeling it.
Oh wow, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Such a meme, Nikon.
Yeah, I know.
Poor brand, eh?
I just want to say too, I know we're joking about it, but it really doesn't matter what camera you shoot on, eh?
It definitely doesn't.
You know, a good tradesman never blames his tools. That's what I always say.
100%.
Yeah, but you got to have the banter and take it and give it. It's just, it's all fun.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Except for Nikon.
Yeah.
They're probably very upset.
Yeah.
So I want to get your advice as well. Do you remember when I was starting out, we had coffee and I was like, dude, tell me everything about being a photographer full time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a good chat about it.
Yeah.
So for someone that's kind of in my, was in my situation back then, that's just starting out, wanting to be a commercial photographer, and shoot for brands and businesses, and create their own business doing that, What sort of advice would you give them for getting started? Because it's obviously a business you've built up and you've built it up successfully. Yeah. You make really great work and you get lots of work. So yeah.
I would have different advice. See, if back then I would get different advice today than I would have given you back then.
Yeah.
Because I think, I'm not saying everybody, but I know for me, I'm like, oh, I can just do photography and just shoot and make lots of money, and it's easy, you know. I just can whack on a Lightroom preset and away I go, you know. And that seems to be a big trend. Well, not even a trend, but how people run their business. And that's okay. I'm not saying that's wrong. But what I would say to somebody that is first starting out and that wants to, I guess, be a commercial photographer, wedding photographer, or anything like that, is that practice. Your work isn't good enough yet, but if you practice, your work will be there. And I'm not saying that people won't hire you, but what I am saying is that, like, my work isn't good enough yet, and I'm still getting hired for work, but it's because I'm still hungry to learn and grow. Like, I'm still early in my stages of photography, but time, how long you've been shooting for, it doesn't matter. I think what matters is that if you're practicing, you're going to grow. And if that is your main focus, then you will grow a business. And I think you will grow it really well and really fast. The other thing is that I think get to know who you are as a person. And this is not to get woo-woo on you, but like going back to what I said before, if I'm awkward, I'm going to create an awkward experience. So I need to know who I am as a person, and I need to show up every time as the best version of Jared. Because if I don't, then I'm not going to get the best version of the other people that I'm shooting. And obviously, like, remembering that people, yes, photography is about gear and it's about lighting and it's about your editing and all that kind of thing, but I think a huge percentage of photography is about people. Because they're the ones that bring in more business, and they're the ones that actually have the money. The bank doesn't have the money. The people have the money. And so we need to understand people as well. I think too, another a little bit of advice, because this is what I'm saying to you now, is advice that I would give to myself if I first started, is we always hear it, comparison is a thief of all joy. But it's really hard to see people around you when you think your work is better than them and they're getting jobs and you don't. Now, I think my advice to that is be curious. Be curious to why they're getting work. Rather than focusing your time and energy and going, they're a dick, or they're this, and their work's crap, or whatever, focus on being curious and ask yourself or ask them, why are they getting work? Because if you're focusing on the negative side, then that's gonna be what you're gonna multiply in your business, and you'll see more and more of it, and you know, and you'll grow your more awareness around so and so not getting any work, getting work, and you're not getting it. Why aren't you getting it? But I think just focus on why are they, and that'll start to show you, and you can ask yourself those questions. Why, like, what is it that I'm not doing that they're doing that I can do at the same thing? Because I know a lot of photographers, and I'm not tooting my horn here, but I don't think they're that good, but they're busier than me. And so then I'm still getting curious around this. Why is this? And I think it's because they're people. They love people. They know how to talk to people. They're very good at marketing. They build a community of people that trust them and they recommend them. You know what I mean? And I think being a local also helps as well. But it doesn't mean that you're a crap photographer if other people are getting work. And that's the thing, is that we can get down, because I did, on yourself and your work, and mean like, man, am I, like, why isn't it, like, I'm good and da-da-da. But I think if we're focusing on why aren't we getting work, rather than being curious around why, how can I get work? Like, what can I change today that is going to make a step closer to the jobs that I want to get? The other thing, is this okay?
This is awesome.
The other thing that I would say is that gear does not matter, but gear matters. So you can decide what gear matters to you and what gear, and then also know that gear doesn't matter. When I say that, and it's like, well, that makes no sense. But I was shooting for Lululemon on a $700 camera, on a crop sensor. I made it work. Understanding your gear is the most important thing. And I don't think having the best gear, not that I don't think, 100% believe having the best gear is not going to make you a better shooter. Yes, it's going to have different elements about to make it maybe an easier process to shoot, but a better camera won't make you better, and it's not going to make you happy, and it's not going to make you more money. When I'm talking about camera, lenses, yes, they do help. I know photographers that have only used one lens. They use a 50mm 1.8, so like a $100 lens, and they still shoot on it, and it's fine. But obviously, that's their style of shooting. So, I would hire gear. I would hire lenses rather than going to buy it, because you might not like it later on. But I think stick to knowing your tool more than anything. Brand, it doesn't matter, man. Like, there's amazing photographers that shoot on Nikon. Like, it really doesn't matter. You know, like, I always give Sony shooters a bit of crap for it and stuff. And, you know, but it doesn't matter. I think having a $1,000 camera to a $5,000 camera, yes, it is going to make a difference. But I think I can still shoot just as good on the other camera. It's going to be a little bit harder, but I would rather to learn and know my tool better. Like, just like building, I'd rather know how to hit a nail with my hammer really well with a crap hammer, and then I move up to a good hammer, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. You know what I mean? And so I always say a good tradesman never blames his tools. So don't think that your gear is not good enough. But gear makes a difference. So it does. It's like when people say gear doesn't make a difference. It does. It does make a difference. But it shouldn't be the focus. Your focus should be on using your tools well and learning and understanding them and getting the best that you can out of it. And my advice, I guess, again, is because there's so many things, and I guess I'm deep diving into a bit of everything, but is to know your worth as a human. Not just as a photographer, but as a human. I found it very hard at the beginning of my business to say no. And I used to compromise and give discounts. And which, when I say compromise my worth. I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. I'll just do it for free. Or, oh, yeah, okay, I'll just do it for $100 or $200 less. Or whatever it is. No, don't do that. If you think you're worth $300 for a two-hour shoot or a whatever, or an hour shoot, whatever it is, then that's what you're worth. Now, if you're not getting work, then that's where you get curious around it. So, but look at other photographers, have a talk to them and ask them, like, what do you charge an hour, or what's your fee for to do this? And I guess, oh man, I'm getting really deep into it, because I think this is,
it's good,
something that can it can ruin your business in a way, because people talk, but also when you approach new photographers, I know I've done this, but I personally wouldn't ask how do I do it, but ask what should I be doing. Because I think it's like we go, oh, like, okay, so I need to charge this because everything that you do, because you get the work, I need to do that as well. And it's kind of, I don't think it's the same for everybody. Because photography is a journey. To get where I am today, I made a crap loads of mistakes. Bad emails, bad communication, bad photos, you know what I mean? And so I think if you're getting time in a coffee with someone, value the crap out of their time. If you don't think this person is, you know, and they say they're too busy, ask them. If you really want to get with this person, ask them, what can I pay an hour to have an hour's time with you, and I'll buy you a coffee? Like, what's your hourly rate? And they'll be like, oh, what the heck? They might say, oh, don't worry about it. But that shows them that you value their time. And I'm willing to help people. And I've, like, offered for people, and they've said no. And that's okay. And that's fine. And it's not to say that I'm there to help everybody, because I think the personal journey is so important. But there's people that have asked for my help, and I'm just like, I'm busy. Because the way that they go about it is, like, so intense. And they're just like, they want to get everything what you've worked for however long to get where you are. They want to get it for free. And I think that's probably not the best approach to approach people, is I think just get curious, get to know the person. Because if you know the person, you know how they do business. And it's not about the 1, 2, 3, 4 that gets you the ABCD. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? You know, so like I'd get to know the person and don't just take. Look at an opportunity of how can I give to this person. And I think then you'll then learn that that's how you can build a relationship. It's not what I can get from this person, is what can I give to this person, whether that be money, whether it be a coffee, whether it be like, hey, I'll second shoot for you for free, or whatever it is. But I think I used to think this, but we kind of think that photography is a quick game just to earn good money, you know, like, oh, just edit takes, you know, like 3 or 4 hours and I just made like a few hundred bucks. Like, it's awesome. Like, and it's good. But I think, I don't know if that's the right approach to photography, because when I first started, it was about Lightroom preset, make the money and get in and get out as fast as you can. But now I have a different approach of, how can I grow, people, and do I make this a good experience, and what can I learn from it? I always ask those questions. And I know I've gone long on this question, but I think it's a really big thing. And so it's not about getting it right, but it's about being curious, and not blaming anybody else, because the reason why your business isn't doing well, the reason why your photography isn't quite good enough yet, is not because of anybody else. It's not because of anybody else. It's because of the person that I look at in the mirror. So it's not why are they getting it, but it's what can I change to kind of like full stop it, I guess.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's honestly so awesome to hear. I'm like sitting here, I'm honestly mind blown. I'm like, I'm going to be thinking about this for days.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's really cool. And what you wrapped up with is so true. Like, no one in the world has the power, like, to make your own decisions or choose how you react to any situation.
Yeah.
It's entirely up to you and how you respond and how you react to everything.
Totally.
And obviously it's way easier said than done, yeah. Right? Like if you, you know, for example, punched me right now, I'd probably be very angry. But that's my choice to be angry, you know?
No, but exactly. And it's, yeah, and that's it, is that I'm learning to not give my power away. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be a dick to me, and then I'm like, cool, I just won't be your friend. Like, it's no big deal. It's you. You're the one who lost out because I'm amazing. And it's not a cocky way, but it's actually I know my worth. You know what I mean? And it's okay. I don't have time for you, and I don't have to give you time. You know what I mean? So yeah, 100%. And it's how I choose to respond to every situation. It's not on someone else. So when someone gets work and I don't, and I don't think their work is that good, that's okay. Like, rather than going and being jealous and judging them and going, their work's crap, like, be excited for them to go, yeah, they got the work. Like, I'm stoked. I'm stoked for them. Like, and be genuine about it, because you were at that place once too. And people were probably thinking the same thing about you. Like, why did he get work? You don't know that, but they could have. But be stoked. Like, that person's on a journey and they might not be quite there yet, but man, they're getting paid work. Like, good on them. You know, like, they're doing their thing and they're making somewhat of a career out of it. And but this is the thing, like, on the advice thing, is that if I gave you all the advice that I have in my business to you and you tried to duplicate that, it won't work for you. There'll be things that'll work, but I don't think it would work for you, because one, I'm Jared and you're Harry. I think differently to how you think. There might be similarities, but how you do things, I don't know if you were like a, I'm a kind of bit of a free spirit, but there's some people that need structure, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I do have structure, but it's like, it's just differently to how I, you know, do that. And, you know, some people edit their work straight away. I don't. I wait the day for it, give my a bit of a rest straight after the shoot, you know. And so there's different things that might not work for you. But it's not to say that I can't help support you, you know what I mean? But I think for a new photographer that really wants to learn and grow in their business, it's just be curious, like, to yourself and to other people, and just be like, hey man, like, I really, you know, appreciate the work. I really love your work. Like, what's, rather than going, what's the 10 things, you know, if you bump into them at a party or you're out, what's the 10 things? Just be like, hey man, like, I'm learn to do my business, and you know, I'm finding it hard. But what's one thing that you did that really helped your business, you know? And then that could be like, oh, okay, cool, and that's another step, and then it creates more curiosity to another step to you learn, and then you actually are learning to actually do this business with yourself. But yes, you can get coaches and things like that, but I think it's just such a beautiful, authentic journey when you do it yourself, you know what I mean? Because what I have is not going to exactly work for you, and vice versa. But it doesn't mean that I can't share to you. I'm not saying that. But it just means that it's just different, you know what I mean? Because we're all different. And for me, I think authenticity and how you express your business, your photography, your expression, your love, your joy, needs to be authentic. And that's a journey in itself. And I'm 36, turning 37 in a few days. But man, if you start doing that in your 20s, like, you're going to be phenomenal in your 30s, you know? So, yeah.
Damn, this is so good.
Oh, thanks, bro. I'm
really enjoying this.
Good.
Yeah, being curious, like, that's so true, and it's such a good mindset to have. It's going to make you healthier and happier, you know, if you're being curious rather than jealous.
Mm.
And it's definitely hard. Like, there's times in my life, even today at points, you know, I'll see, especially on social media, right?
Ugh.
I'll see stuff that people are doing, and I'll be like, whoa, like, that's so cool. I wish it was me.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I can, you know, and it's something I struggle with, and it's something I have worked on heaps over the last however long,
yeah.
And I'm way better than I used to be. But yeah, turning that into a curious mindset of, that's really cool, well done, like, ask them, you know, like.
Yeah, and I think the hardest thing is, like, the jealousy thing and the judgment is that, you know, like, when I'm judging someone else, I'm judging myself.
Yeah.
So if I go, man, he's crap, that's actually me judging myself. So turning that, and I was saying about celebrating other people, practice celebrating other people. And if they're busy and you're like, man, I wish I was busy, practice being happy for them. Send them a DM and go, man, I love seeing how busy you are. It's super inspiring, man. I'm real stoked how well you're going at your business. Even though inside you might be feeling like, ugh. But practice that. It's going, when you write things out, it's going to allow you to feel it, and it's going to, exactly like anything that you practice, it's going to become more familiar, and you're not going to be not thinking about it. From time to time, it still pops up. I'm like, what the hell do they get work? But it's like, but I'll send a message. I'm like, good on you. You're doing your thing. Like, yeah, jealousy is just like the worst, and the judgment is the worst thing, because I think we project a lot of how we're truly feeling inside. And so I want to change the inside, so then my outside changes, you know? And that's what I would say if you want to start out and just practice the curiosity and be happy for people, because then you'll learn to be happy for yourself, because otherwise you're never going to be happy, and then you'll just think you're just chasing something and just going, why is this not working out for me? It's because it's not about the money, it's not about being the best photographer, it's about getting up every day and going, I love who I am and I love my job. Like, people ask me all the time, how you been? And I'm like, I'm good. You know, it's not saying that I'm like perfect every single day, but I'm genuine when I say I'm good. You know, like, they're like, why is that? I'm like, I'm living my dream. I get to wake up and do what I love. Like, how many people in the world, or how many people do you know that actually get to say that? And so for me, photography has been but it's about becoming that happiness. You know, because it's happiness is not out there. The money is not out there. The jobs aren't out there. It all starts from in. So if I don't go within here, then I go without. And so I am a businessman. I am a professional photographer. Or, you know, like, oh, I've only been doing photos for, you know, a few years, and I'm doing jobs, and I'm doing job for brands, but I'm not professional. Oh, that person that's been doing it for 10 years and has been shooting celebrities is professional. No, be a professional, own that identity, you know? And people might go, oh my gosh, I can't believe he thinks he's... So, what are they doing? You know, like, I've had people tell me that I'm not a photographer, and yet here I am, earning thousands of dollars being a photographer. So, at what point do you become a photographer? I think you become a photographer when you decide you want to be a photographer. And that's the point, and that's the thing, and it's the same thing with happiness. When you decide, I want to be happy, you know? And rather than looking for it out there, when we think we get the job, and when we think we get paid, and when we think we get more likes, and we think we get, you know, more brands reaching out to us. We think that's the happiness. The true happiness is when you've got no work for 3 months and you're happy. Because that's what I've had. No work for, actually it was 2 months, no work for 2 months. And the wrestle wasn't with the jobs and everything. The wrestle was why aren't I happy? Because I thought photography was going to make me happy. Because it's what I love. So then I started, so what did I do? This is a good one. My friend taught me this. Said, why did you get into photography? And I said, oh, because I love shooting. He's like, when was the last time you went for a shoot? I'm like, oh, I had a paid shoot. No. When was the last time we went out shooting? And I think we forget why we started. And so if you're feeling a little bit low about your business or photography, go out and remind yourself why you started doing it. And shoot for yourself. Have a passion project is what we call it. I always do that. I'm like, hey, I love your look. Can we go for a shoot?
How often are you shooting for yourself?
I need to plan one this week. But because I have been a wee bit busy, I try and plan it when I'm a little bit quieter.
Yeah.
But when this, like, I'd probably, I'm trying to plan at least 1 to 2 each month, which is what I can fit in. Yeah, and those are the times that I get to experiment because, you know, and I get to support somebody that I care about, i.e. their business or their brand or whatever, who they are, or, you know. So, like, I've got a skating shoot that I've got coming up and someone with a car and that kind of thing. And I'm like, this is what I want to do, so I'm going to do it. So it's always, and, you know, there's another advice again is that people were like, oh, I want to shoot this. Why aren't I getting any jobs? Well, why aren't you shooting it? You know, like if you love bikes, what did you do? You went out and shot bikes. You would have shot heaps of free bike shoots, right?
Absolutely.
And now what do people come to you and get work for? You get bikes. You know what I mean? So like you've got to have a portfolio. And that was the thing, is that when I was doing business, I didn't know who and what I wanted to shoot. And so I was like, I need to shoot this and this is what I want to do. And so I didn't have any, no one was reaching out for it, so I just did it myself. And I had a portfolio, and, you know, like, and I would say that from every free shoot that I've done, and I don't like to say free shoot because I think it's, and I don't even like to say the word collab, it's actually the shoot that I got to help somebody with, and I got something from it too. I've always got at least 1 or 2 shoots out of it because people see it and share it. But I don't do it for that, I do it because I want to help people. And that is my number one thing that I ground myself in, is remember that it's not about the money. It's not about being with the, you know, the celebrities or whatever. It's about how many people can I help with my business, you know? And yeah, that's why I do what I do.
That's awesome. Would you put that as like, that is a goal of for you and your business, to just help people?
Yeah, that's I would say that's my mantra in my business.
Yeah,
is that because there's people out there that have approached me for free shoots and I've said no to, and there's people that are out there that have approached me for free shoots and I've said yes. One, because it aligns with who I am, it aligns with the things that I love to shoot. I'm going to get something out of it, and I know that I can help these people and they're supporting, you know what I mean? And it's not to say that I do this all the time, but it's about knowing who you are first. But I think, don't shoot something that you don't love, like, don't do that. And you can say no, but for me, like, I'm like, what a privilege it is to shoot someone, see the joy and go, man, I helped that person. And it's like buying someone dinner, you know, and it's not, and I still give 100% in all my shoots. I'll bring my lights, I'll bring my strobes or whatever and things. And I'll spend the same time, but I'm like, this is cool. I'm learning right now, and I build a new connection, and I create an amazing experience. Well, I hope that I did, and that, you know, I'm shooting what I love. So why wouldn't I do it? You know what I mean? And so it's from those shoots that I do in between quiet times is that I get work. And so I don't think a successful photographer isn't about getting paid lots of money. I think it's shooting what you love.
That's cool to hear, because it's always, you'll see it all the time on social media as well, as me, and obviously it's a huge thing. People saying, like, do not shoot for free, right? But that's a very refreshing perspective on it. Rather than shooting free, you're helping someone.
Yeah, totally.
And you're not doing it all the time, because you do have to make a living.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it sounds like 9 out of 10 times you're still getting something out of it, whether that's a relationship
or
with
10
that
out of
person.
10 times I'm getting something out of it. Yeah, because I'm getting to shoot what I love, and so then it's building my portfolio.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or that person realizes how amazing that experience was with you, them, with you, and they tell, you know, 6 of their friends and 2 of them hire you.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally. Yeah, and they're going to go, hey, can I get you to come back in and do a shoot, and we'll pay you because I really loved your work. And so there's people out there that, you know, like, I understand when people say, don't shoot for free, and it's ruining the industry. I totally get that, because they're like, that's the thing that I've wrestled with, is that you got your weekend photographers, that people that have the 40-hour week jobs, so they're getting paid, so money's not even an issue for them. But then you got businesses like ourselves, that this is how we make our money, and so they're taking our jobs. And I used to think, oh man, they're dicks, blah blah blah. But at the same time, that is what I used to focus on. But it's like, I actually don't want to work with anybody that doesn't appreciate and love what I do. For the same thing, is that I don't want to be friends with anyone that doesn't love and appreciate me. So why would I care that they're going to somebody else? You know, but obviously there's new, you know, I need to be marketing myself, emailing, calling people or whatever, or trying new ideas to be able to build my, so people can notice me, who I am, you know, because I'm kind of still new to Christchurch as a photographer. And so like, I'm doing it, and that's partly why I shoot at gyms, because there's so many people there. I'm like, cool, you shot, that person shot you for free. Sweet, that's good. But like, that's their value. They actually don't value businesses because they don't want to pay them. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, if I wanted a new logo, I'm going to pay a graphic designer to do it. I'm not going to ask somebody to do it for free. You know, because I value people, I value their time. So that person's not going to value my time. You know what I mean? So why do I want to work with that person? So they can go have the free shooters. And that, you know, because there are people that, or they're $50 or whatever, but that's okay. You know, so my job isn't to change them. My job is to change my perspective on how I view them and love them, and just go, cool, you just do your thing. You guys stay over here. I've got my community over here that's supporting each other, and we're happy and we're doing what we love, you know. So, yeah.
Cool.
So you do you, but just know that you're going to make mistakes if you're shooting for free all the time too.
Definitely. Yeah. And you're missing out, obviously.
Yeah, totally.
On getting rich.
yeah, for sure.
That's actually really cool to hear. I do get I do get annoyed with the whole don't shoot for free thing. Like, especially when you start out. You have to when you start out. How else are you going to get a portfolio?
Yeah, totally. You know? Yeah, and this is what I wish I did, is I wish I shot free more at the start and was working. And then when my photos were not good enough, but when my photos were great, then I'd be even at the rate that I'm at now.
Yeah.
Because I think, and it can be tricky, but I know, like, you know, you might start at $100 for 2 hours and you get all the photos you want. But I think it's good to understand how business works. Like, you know, you shoot for an hour and they might get like 5 photos, or whatever you decide, rather than 60 or 100 photos. I know people that give them 100 photos. And that's okay, but I think that there's, when you start to get into the commercial world, you get paid the job and then they pay you per the photo. You know what I mean? And so, you know, if I'm shooting for a brand or whatever, they're not getting hundreds and hundreds of photos. It's not a bloody wedding. You know what I mean? But, so it's understanding that, like, it's understanding the value that you're providing them. You know what I mean? And so, I still give my photos, like, I'll do 30 or 40 or depending on the size of the job and what it is and what they're paying and things. But If they want extra photos, which mostly they do, they pay for the photos, you know, because that's what I'm worth. And someone else might not think, like, I mean, that's a ripoff. I'm like, okay, go to McDonald's then. You know, if you think that a restaurant is too expensive, go to McDonald's. And that's basically what it is. It's not nothing to get hung up about. When someone goes, oh, you're too expensive, I just go, okay, that's fine. There's people out there that'll value your work, but you need to value yourself first. It starts here. And so not getting caught up and missing out on jobs and people going, oh, that's way too expensive. I go, okay, that's okay. I'm sure there'll be someone else out there, they'll do it. But I really love your work, I want to work with you. Okay, well, this is my price. You know, and I'm not going, you know, it's like, why would someone walk into a retail store and go, I really like that jumper, it's $60. Would you do it for $40 with me? No, it says $60 on the sticker. So why are you trying to like get it cheap? And there's the funny thing about retail stores, they'll do that to photographers and videographers. They're like, hey, well, can you do it for this? And sometimes, depending on the situation, I'll say yes, but you're getting less from me. You're getting less time from me and you're getting less photos. So yeah, so you can make it work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely room for negotiation on totally. Some jobs, right?
Yeah.
You know, their budget might be smaller and then therefore your deliverables are less or something.
Yeah, or your time is less or yeah. whatever it is, you know? So, but don't compromise on your worth, you know, and ask around what's, you know, in the city that you're in, like what are people charging?
You know, and you'd hate to get a reputation, you know, once you do it once with that client, suddenly they're always going to be asking for that discount with you. Totally. And then they'll be like, well, you said yes last time. Why can't you do it this time?
Yeah, totally. And that's the thing is like, you know, it's when if I do make it a little bit cheaper for somebody and work with them in their budget, because I'm happy, again, to help people, right? Not pushy people. Go away. But I'm happy to work with them. And so I'll say, okay, I'm doing it for you just this one time. And they're super grateful, you know, and they look after you and they're the ones that are going to recommend you again. So you just, you know, it's how you communicate to them too is the biggest thing too. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I think it's like a huge mark of, or a measure of success as well for any business, right? Like are you getting repeat clients?
Mm.
Are you shooting for the same people again and again and they're coming back to you? Because obviously if they are, you're doing something right.
Yeah, for sure.
And if they're not, then take a long look at your business.
Yeah, look in the mirror. It starts there.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, this has been great.
Oh, cool, man.
I have learned so much myself.
sweet as
well. Even if no one listens to this, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm sorted.
It's just for me. I'm not going to put it out now.
Uploads it as private.
Yeah. Nah, it's cool, man.
I've got down here because I think it's a cool question I want to ask you.
Mm.
What's the vision of your life when you're 80? What do you want to look back on and think, I've achieved this? This is what I brought to the world.
Mm. That's a good question, man. I think, like, I love helping people. And so I would like to know that I've had an impact on somebody's life and not just photography, but even just an interaction, you know, like I've encouraged a few of my friends recently to start their own business and they've done it. And that's based on from my experience because I'm getting to do what I love. But I think if I look back when I'm 80 and if I'm still doing what I love, and it might not even be photography, it could be something completely different. And that I'm able to still help people, I think I'll be just stoked. I think as I've gotten so old, as I've gotten older, I think it's about to have all these things and it's completely opposite for me now. It's about to become all those things. So like, you know, I think we're taught so easily, like in social media, the world, the chaotic world that we live in, but is that, you know, if I have all these things, if I have all these things, then I'll feel love, secure, whatever it is. But it's like, it's opposite to me now. If I am all those things, I don't need any of those things. So I do feel secure. I do feel love. I do feel rich. I feel like $1 million. It doesn't matter how much I've got in my bank, but it matters how I feel inside because I have to live with that feeling for the rest of my life. So for 80 years, I have to live with that. You know, so if I change the perspective on the inside, the outside doesn't matter. Like, yes, we've got COVID, and yes, there's a lot of horrible things going on in the world right now. it doesn't affect me. It like doesn't, I'm not saying I don't have empathy and I don't go, man, that sucks. I'm not saying that. But all the crappy things that are going on in the world doesn't, I'm not stressing out about it. I don't have anxiety over it or anything like that because I feel rich, I feel loved, I feel successful, I feel seen, I feel heard, I feel grateful, I feel, man, so many things, you know, and it's not to say that it's 24/7 there, it's always an ongoing work. So if I'm at 80 and I look back and I go, man, I felt all these things, all the things that I wanted to feel, then that's amazing, you know. And so I guess in some point in my life I've made connections with people and they've gone like, oh man, that person, he changed my life. And it could have been just from one coffee. And I'm like, and I'm not the person that is like made them all the money. And it's because it's all them. But I was just that one conversation or that one connection to be like, you're the reason why I started a business or you're the reason why I'm doing what I love. I'm like, wait, that to me is like, that's creating generational wealth on the earth, you know? So for me, I don't want to withhold any information for myself. I'd rather share it to people that actually appreciate and want to listen to it, you know, because people want everything for free. But I think there's genuineness and how I can give and that kind of interaction of connection. It's a beautiful thing, you know, and if you're open and you know, I mean, I've made really good friends from having one connection, you know. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell. I'd be happy at 80. If I look back and made those connections and get to feel what I'm still feeling today in a deeper way. Yeah.
I really like that. Mm. My parents always, my whole life, they've always said like, you know, life is about what you can do for others.
Totally.
And, you know, I'm very young and I always thought like, oh, lame. Like, it's all about what it's I about can get. What,
yeah, yeah.
You know? And I think, you know, I'm still very young, but as I've got older and older, like, I've started to realize more and more, like, that's so true.
Yeah.
It's about the impact you have on other people's lives.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I think there's so much authentic realness in that. And you get, I don't know, it's nice getting paid. It is. Like, I love getting money. I absolutely love money. It's not that I hate it. And it's nice, like, receiving it. But it's a nice feeling when you've impacted somebody's lives. I think that that brings me more wealth to my life. That's true wealth for me.
And know, it's really cool that you've found a way to help people and give back doing what you love at the same time.
Oh, bro, it's a blessing, man. It really is. Like, I love people. And so for me to be able to see someone express themselves, I'm like, job done. Like, this is amazing. This is why I do what I do, you know.
That's awesome. Because I often struggle with that concept because I'm like, well, I've got these goals that, you know, I want to shoot the Tour de France. I want to make a living for me doing that. You know, I feel like I want to do it for me. And then I struggle like,
that's okay.
But shouldn't I be trying to help other people?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I like, there's things that I have, like goals that I want in my business. Like, I want to have hundreds of thousands of dollars in my bank account. So I get to have what I want. And there's nothing wrong with having what you want. But I also want that money to be able to do the things I want to do and reach the people I want to reach. But to have, like, for you and that goal of, like, doing that for yourself, that's amazing, bro. But I also think there'll be other aspects in that of the connections and the experience of how you can bring, that's still helping, you know what I mean? When you, the journey that you get from where you are now to photographing the Tour de France, you'll get to share that experience with someone. And then someone's going to go and shoot the whatever it is. You know what I mean? So I think it's totally fine to have those goals. And I don't think it's selfish. I think sometimes we have to be selfish to help others because how else are you going to teach or share somebody what you've learned if you don't do it yourself? So you have to make it about you. It has to be about you first. It's got to start with, and then I think when you learn the processes and the experiences, I think that's where you can give. Or you go there and they go, oh, we need another person. And you know someone that's like, oh my gosh. And you get the gift to be able to find one of your friends and go, hey, come shoot with me. You know what I mean? Like, that's helping someone. So yeah. I think there's other aspects of, you know what I mean? But I think you have to start doing it yourself. You have to. And then along the way, you know, it just starts to feather out, you know, that kind of thing. And I think when you, especially when you show on social media, you're helping people when you don't realize, I think, too. And because people don't always express that kind of thing, you know. I get so many people who are just like, oh my gosh, like my friends that don't even like my stuff, don't even comment on my things, won't even send me a message. And I'm like, your work's so inspiring, man. I just love seeing your growth, da da da. Like, that's actually encouraged me to do what I want to do. I'm just like, just tell me. But like, you know what I mean? But like, you don't know who's watching. Everybody is watching you, you know? And so if you have that, keep at that. You're still helping people and you're still sharing, and you're sharing that experience. You share your stuff online and you're open and honest and vulnerable, and you know, you're in your little office here and, you know, sharing that. Like, that's getting people going, man, I want to start a podcast. Or that's getting people to go, man, I want to have my own little office. And I saw these photos up here, I'm like, I got to print my own photos. So, you know what I mean? So you're sharing, you're helping other people as well. So
that's cool. And I guess along, you know, majority of your journeys in life, you're going to be meeting people all the time. You have that opportunity to impact, you know, people every time you meet them.
Yeah, I've made best friends. I had a best friend. I was shooting for Lululemon at the Commonwealth Games back when it was in the Gold Coast.
Okay, hold up. And, hold up. You were shooting the Comm Games?
No, I wasn't actually shooting the Comm Games, because that's like, it was around the Comm Games, because to get into that, you've like got to have, at that time, like, obviously I could feel like I could shoot it now, but back then I was still very new. But Lululemon hired me. They had a house and they had athletes, like all world athletes coming. And we'd do yoga and we'd have, because we had a pool and all that kind of stuff, and have little events and stuff for them, whole Australian swim team and everything. So it was amazing. So I got to meet all these incredible athletes. And there was a dude from the States, and he was, I can't even remember what country. Anyway, but he got injured just before, but he decided he felt to come over. And I was like, man, I love what you do, let's just hang out, let's go for breakfast and we'll go to the beach early morning. And, you know, so I'm like, how can I help this person? He's injured, like, let's just go and hang out, blah, blah, blah. And now we're best friends, and we've stayed in contact, and we catch up every 2 months, but we're texting and messaging and that kind of thing. And I met him on a job, basically. We hung out for 4 hours, went out for breakfast, and we did a wee shoot. But it's like, you never know who you're going to meet. You know what I mean? And so, like, when you're saying yes, you know, like, you just keep going towards your goal. It's like, I've got a best friend. Like, he's like a brother to me, and we talk all the time. So it's like, it's pretty cool, the people you get to meet.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so, yeah, wicked.
I didn't shoot the Comm Games, but it was cool shooting the athletes and stuff. But, yeah, it's cool.
Nice. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, it always blows my mind, the people we do end up meeting from shoots, right?
Oh, totally, it's
crazy. Oh, dude, man, I'm jacked now, eh?
You're jacked, been to the gym.
This is so cool. Are you allergic to anything in chocolate caramel slice?
No, that'd be a sin.
Marvellous. Okay, so I want to, obviously, you know, I love chocolate caramel slice.
I do know.
It's in my Instagram bio, so it's true. I wanna do a taste test review with you of what I think is the best chocolate caramel slice on this podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Here is the caramel slice.
Am I gonna
slice.
Eat that much?
Hold up. So
maybe half that.
Jared, that's why I cut it in half.
No, but half the half of that.
So can I cut it in? This is the best caramel slice I've found to date. It's gonna blow your mind. Okay. So he's cutting into it now, people.
Yeah.
I want you to describe it to me.
Okay.
And to the audience.
Okay.
Before you tuck in.
Before I tuck in. Okay. Okay. It's obviously been sitting in the fridge, so it's nice and cool. It's got a chocolate layer on the top. It's like a hard, like, solid chocolate. And then it's got little white, I don't know if that's icing sugar, maybe, on the top of it. It's like, not like sprinkled, but like creamy. And then it's got a decent layer of caramel slice, like the slicey part, like
it's probably like 1.5 centimeters.
Though. It's probably, I reckon that's a good 20 mil. So that's that, what's that, 2 centimeters?
2 centimeters.
Yeah, and then you've got the base, which is like 10. Maybe it's 22, 23 mil. It's quite thick, eh?
It is.
And
quite
the base
thick.
Is like 10 mil.
It's delicious.
So I'm going to take a bite. And I've cut it in half because it's massive. Mm. Oh, okay.
can hear me.
No, it's the bass really balances it out though. I feel, because you know you can eat it and it's like, man, it's so sweet. Caramel sweet. No, I don't think that's too rich, eh? I think it's quite balanced. There's a lot of caramel in it, but the base is quite biscuity.
Mm.
So it's nice, like a, not a cookie and cream, but like a, I don't know, like a chocolatey.
I reckon it's almost like one of those, it's very dense base.
Mm.
Kind of like obviously without the flavor, but like those mint biscuits, just without the mint, obviously.
It's like a bland base, but there's flavor to it. Yeah. But I feel that that balances it out. That's good. That's really good. I don't know how you can eat a whole one of those though, bro.
Dude, I can eat two.
Even just the half of the half, that's which is like a little bit. That's enough for me. Yeah. I could eat half, but you know, when you're already a sweet person, adding extra sweets pretty hard, you know? That's good, man. Well done.
Hands down though, is it the best you've had?
I think so, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's the best I've found. I don't know where I put my water bottle.
Sorry. You need to make one, bro.
It's the best I've found. Oh, thank you. It's the best I've found, and I've tried many around Christchurch. Actually, probably around the South Island.
Have you made one, though?
I have, but I hate cooking, so I don't want to get into that.
If you did it, mate, you'd change people's lives.
Last lockdown, we made a tart, a chocolate caramel tart, so it was a circle one. Mm. So it's pretty much the same as a slice, but circle, I think that's the difference, yeah. Right? I don't know. But that was delicious.
Yeah.
That was really good. It was very rich, though. It was richer than this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I can't believe you need a whole one, though, right? That's mental.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, that's massive.
Glad you love it. I think that's everything. Oh, I am asking everyone as well.
Mm.
If you could only own one, I myself own both. Would you rather own a beautiful armchair or a great pair of slippers?
Man, that's a tough one, eh?
It is tough.
I would probably say pair of slippers, because I wear them at home all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone said slippers so far.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I think slippers. I used to wear slippers all the time. They looked like those. I had some really good ones. That was years ago. But now I just walk around in socks. But no, I like slippers. But I did have some a little bit ago, but they just got so hot in them, eh? But no, I think slippers, yeah. Because I would wear them 24/7.
I wear my slippers everywhere, yeah. As you know.
Yeah.
As everyone on Instagram knows.
Yeah, totally. You wear them on your shoots.
I do. Funny story, I actually once had a meeting at, you know, PwC.
PwC?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I had a meeting to shoot some photos there and I wore my slippers.
Oh, wow.
And I have no idea what I was thinking, because obviously it's quite a corporate world.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, I've got friends that work there. Yeah.
Everyone was in suits and I rock up in my slippers.
Yeah. That must have been like...
I didn't get hired.
You didn't get... What was it for?
It was just to shoot a whole bunch of headshots for them and cover a few of their events.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think in the end is, you know, it was not the end of the world, because I don't really love shooting that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I think I'm not, you know, I don't know if it's because of the slippers.
Maybe. Who knows?
Didn't like me.
Maybe. We'll never know. And that's no. Okay. They missed out. So.
Yeah. So I'll still wear the slippers everywhere else.
Nice. That's good.
You know, it's part of the brand.
You just do you, bro.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I seriously found it very interesting. And I'm really excited to post it, because cool, I'm sure a lot of people find it really interesting. And sweet. Yeah, mind blowing.
Oh, cool, man. I'm glad we got to. It was cool. I was thinking, you know, coming out here, which was out in Lincoln. For those that you don't know, it's like 30 minutes from where I live. But no, it was good to share. And I don't think I've got it all together. So for everyone thinking like, who is this guy? But I'm still learning, and I think, you know, just staying humble and just keep at it and keep being curious is like the best thing. So I'm still on that journey and that path, you know. So, but thanks, bro, for having me. I appreciate it.
No, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Before we stop recording, actually, if people do want to check out your photos and look at your work, which I highly recommend they do because it's very nice, where can they see your stuff?
So my name, so JaredYeoWard, so that's Jared Yeoward, that's my Instagram handle. And then there's my website, which is just jaredyeoward.com, but I guess that's kind of where I share most of my work, is on there. I've got a Facebook page, but I don't really use it that much. If you want to find me, but if you do want to find me, my address is, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Don't even think about it. My dog will lick you to death.
Yeah. Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah.
Wicked. And so yeah, if people have any questions about what we chatted about or whatever, they can just send you a message.
Yeah, totally. Or anything I'm like open that. For that. Maybe we could do a part two or something.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That'd be very cool. All right, mate. Thank you so much.